Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Taco Tuesday, December the 10th. And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
15 days, Jesus' birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Right? Yes.
And then Christmas Eve, Christmas, and then we'll wrap up this year.
It's way too fast. Yeah. I mean, actually.
I'm ready for 2025, see what it's going to bring, right?
Yes.
Ready for Christmas and all that, too, and best part of hunting season's coming up, and best of our shows are coming up. We got everything rolling.
Everything is rolling.
I want to say thank you to all patrons and convicts. Hope you're enjoying your six-day-a-week commercial-free early releases and all the bonus videos and all that stuff that's being put up for y'all. If you can't be a patron or convict, we totally get it. We love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. And with that, let's get down to some true crime time for Tuesday.
Tuesday, Taco Tuesday.
Hashtag justice for Haley.
Absolutely. Hashtag justice for Haley. And thank you to those of you that have already purchased merch. I get a note. And I try to thank everybody. I've just been so busy with editing and other other things, but I will get around to doing personal thank yous.
And she's talking about items that were created just to support Haley's story and get it out there. Hashtag justice for Haley.
That's right.
So roll with it, lady.
The more you know. Do you want to go to Florida?
Sure.
Okay.
Not really. But, I mean, I don't want to go there physically.
I don't really think I want to either. But let's go to a naughty teacher story.
Oh, Lord. Yep. There you go.
Okay. Joe Urias had himself quite a Thanksgiving night.
Okay.
That eventually landed him in a jail cell.
Nice.
The county deputy, Eric Holbert, said, the more it unfolded, the weirder it got.
I can't wait to hear what this winner did.
So this was interesting to me, but Holbert lives at Windmill Point Elementary. Like
lives there?
This is a sheriff. Like this, yes. This is like law enforcement that lives on school grounds.
Wait a minute. I thought you were talking about a teacher.
I'm going to. Joe Urias is the teacher.
Okay.
Holbert is the one that said the more.
And he lives there.
And he lives at this school.
All right.
So there's one, he's one of several deputies that live on school grounds in the county.
Huh.
So last Thursday night, the deputy spotted Urias, who is now a former teacher at Somerset College Prep Academy. Okay. He was naked inside the school.
Nice.
Yes.
You think they have cameras in school?
Well, Holbert says when Urias saw him, he tried to grab his clothes and run. He said, I identified myself. I held both of my hands up and said, Deputy Sheriff, stop. And he said, no, bro.
Man, he probably
ran like a little bitch.
He tried to run through me and he said, we tussled a bit. He hit me right here in the lip. I hit him in the jaw, and I was able to hold him with a jujitsu seatbelt grip.
Butt naked.
Butt naked. I would love to see Tommy show us what that jujitsu. Isn't Tommy like a black belt or attorney?
Yeah. Tommy Davenport. Shout out Thomas Davenport. He's not just jujitsu. He's in I think it's kung fu. Oh,
okay.
Because I always say like karate or whatever. It's no bro, it's kung fu, but he's a badass.
Yeah, I would love to see him do this grip. Urias is believed to have broken into the school through a window, triggering a silent alarm and then the police response. the police in his mind was ensured that the perimeter was secure and inspected the grounds because he didn't find the
obviously you're talking about the
cop. Yes. He didn't find any forced entry or signs of burglary. And they cleared it at that point, explained Police Chief Leo Nemetsky. And I know I just said that wrong. But the deputy living on campus remained behind and then had the occasion to observe this man inside the school. Urias wasn't just naked inside the school, law enforcement says. He had marijuana and sex toys in the classroom.
Nice.
He had also created a makeshift bed. Nice. There's a large pillow that kids sleep on, and there was some sort of stain on that. He was naked when I saw him. But why was Urias there? He said that he was homeless, and what he has been doing is teaching at his school and then hanging out at Starbucks and then sleeping in the public whenever he can.
With sex toys, naked, and marijuana.
Uh-huh. He knew this week that the schools were out, he was going to break into the school and stay there for the week. Hmm. So thankfully, Deputy Holbert and the police put a stop to that troubling situation.
Well, now he's not only homeless, he's jobless.
Exactly. He says the vulgarity, I don't even want to go into, get into his mind and think about what he was thinking about. I have no explanation for what he was doing. And so Urias remains at the county jail far away from the elementary school. And that's the end of that. Thank goodness there was no kids there. Right. And thank goodness he is no longer a teacher.
Yeah, Urias is a dumbass. Mm-hmm. I don't know, bro. You think you're a teacher, you know they had alarms and shit and whatever. But I guess he'd been getting away with it until he didn't. And I've had to detain or basically wrestle and fight naked people. It's never fun, male or female. And so, especially, I mean, it's funny. He just said, no, bro.
No, bro.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Very good. Let's go to Tennessee.
Okay.
All right. You know, you get elected to a position where you're a lawmaker, you're a good and upstanding citizen, right?
You would think
so because people voted for you.
Right.
So in Tennessee, the state senator, Ken Yeager, was one of these guys mm-hmm. been elected, right? Well, he was arrested in Georgia, one state over, on December 3rd on DUI and hit and run charges.
Oh, goodness.
So the Tennessee lawmaker has been arrested for driving under the influence after urinating in his pants during a field sobriety test. Yes, that might be a little tip, and it's going to be on camera. So Tennessee State Senator Ken Yeager was arrested, like I told you, on the DUI and hit-and-run charges. And Georgia DPS, or the state troopers, said that the incident happened around 5 p.m. on Tuesday evening, so he got started early. Troopers have been on the lookout for a Ford Edge with Tennessee license plates, which had been reported in the hit-and-run earlier in the day on Jekyll Island. All right? So police are hanging out, doing what they do. The bolo's been put out, and guess what? They see the car in a parking lot of a Jekyll Market. I guess the Jekyll, y'all, is not Jekyll and Hyde. It's the name of the town. And they approach it, and they find Yeager. And guess what? He was being assessed by emergency medical service workers.
Okay.
After he tripped and fell. And during a conversation with the police, Yeager admitted to being involved in the crash earlier, but he told police officers he did not know officers had been en route.
Okay.
How is he supposed to know?
Right.
Officer said, and this is a classic textbook, what you're supposed to say, that they detected a distinct odor of alcohol in his breath. Because mm-hmm. you can't, they teach in school, you can't say, I smelled beer or I smelled whiskey or whatever. Fuck, you right. say an odor of alcoholic beverages on his breath.
Right.
And they asked the congressman to take a field sobriety test and a breathalyzer test. And me, I tell them to go fuck themselves.
Right.
I mean, you're in a parking lot. They didn't see him driving, I guess, at that point. But he agrees to it. So, like I told you, they had video of the field sobriety test. And it showed the officer trying to tell Jaeger to walk along the straight line, right? Mm-hmm. And Jaeger's pants appeared to be wet along the inseam in the video. And he just walked in that straight line, and he stumbled a bit during the test, and he took extra steps off to the side to balance himself. He is fucked up. He's turnt, as the kids would say. So, in an incident report obtained by Oak Ridger, I guess that's a newspaper or whatever, police said that they witnessed Jaeger urinate on himself and added that his field sobriety test was cut short when he failed to perform a one-leg stand. I mean, you probably could have cut it off after he pissed his pants.
Probably.
But
so.
He still took the breathalyzer, and they recorded a blood alcohol concentration of 0.14, which is much higher than the legal limit of 0.08. Now, authorities said Jaeger was arrested, and they booked him into the Glenn County Jail. They're still looking into the hit and run. Well, the problem with that is, y'all, they didn't see him driving.
But the hit and run.
But you can't. So here's the deal. If I'm involved in a hit and run, I'd be fucked up and I ran, right? And I would have.
You ran like a little bitch.
And they catch me in a parking lot later on where emergency medical people are evaluating me. So if you don't see me driving that fucking car, and it's parked in a parking lot, you come up and ask me to take all the breathalyzers and shit you want to. If it's sobriety, I'm going to do it.
Right.
You can't charge me driving under influence. You're wasting your time.
Well, that is a waste of time. I'm just saying that they could still get him for hit and run. That's still illegal.
If they have the evidence and whatever. So evidently they had enough to know what kind of vehicle to look for. That's actually a felony. In Louisiana, it's 14, Louisiana Vice Statute 14-100, hit and run. Which is a felony, and if you hit somebody and you run, then I believe you should be charged for that shit.
I have two things to say. One's a question, one's a statement.
All right.
What is 0.08 equal to?
There's no zero before the 0.08 because it has to be a one or higher. See what I'm saying? It's 0.08 is. It's equal to, I think it's over two drinks. And your body processes out one drink per hour.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 5 p.m. They got him. Let's say the wreck was 2 hours before. The 1.4, and it depends on your body weight, how much you drink, how much you're used to it. Like you being the alcoholic you are, it would hardly even faze you.
Right.
And you've been doing all the you love to do that nose test.
I'm really good at that.
Yeah, no, you're not. But so he's probably like, I mean, who knows? He may have kept drinking the whole time.
Yeah.
But 0.14 is fucked up.
I would say he's pretty messed up if he's at a store hours later and he's falling on his face.
Yeah,
like, and
pissing his pants.
Pissed his pants. And he's walking to the side.
I told you, and I guess it's kind of relative to really it is to how much you drink and stuff like that. Because way back in the day, I did it when I was in uniform patrol. I was off duty. Mm-hmm. I had a guy that was on duty come pick me up. And I drank as much as I could in like an hour and a half, and I blew a 0.14. I weighed like 275 pounds.
Yeah.
And I was fucked up.
Yeah.
But again, I've seen people that blew a 0.30 who can talk to you just like you and I are talking.
Right.
So, did you get your question and your statement out?
No, my statement was, have you seen those reels where it's like a skit that they do like on Cops or whatever that funny show is with Cops? I don't know the name of it, but it's somebody who's been pulled over for drinking and driving, and the cop has the guy do some sort of move, and then, the cop does a move and says, okay, you do the move. And then the moves are dance moves, and they progressively get harder. The cop does this one where it's just like very advanced ballet stuff. And the guy's like, oh, I can't do that. I'm too drunk.
I hadn't seen that. It's funny though. Funny. I don't know. I'm sure the test has advanced in the last 30 years, but I used to be the life of the party. I'd give field sobriety tests.
Oh, I know.
Horizontal gaze, nystagmus. There's three things you look for in that. what is it? Onset, maximum deviation, lack of smooth pursuit, and what was the third one? So side, onset, maximum deviation is all the way to the right or left. Your eye balances, lack of smooth pursuit when you're following the pin, your eye will jerk, and I think it was onset of the stab was prior to whatever was the third one. I can't remember. But the eyes don't lie. One thing I did learn is you can't really do it. I mean, unless you're watching their eyes, you can't follow the pin with them if you're drunk too.
That's what I was going to ask you. Because we, back in 2009, especially, we had a lot of fun with that.
We did where you hands down by your side and you lift your foot and you have to count 1001, 1002, 1003, or whatever. And, usually by, I think it was 11, most people touch their foot, drunk people touch their foot to the ground at least once and whatever the other one was. But yeah, fuck that. Piss on yourself though, happens, I guess. To state lawmakers.
Yeah, that's,
he's got some explaining to do.
He does. All right. Well, I've loved the not seriousness of this so far, but it's not what the show is about. So,
Mike Agravino.
Well,
you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject, or do they need a challenge to keep them engaged? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies, and adapts to each child, meeting them at their personal level. As a homeschool parent, I can tell you that IXL has been life-saving for my son, WL. He uses IXL every day and allows me to tailor his learning experience based on his specific skills, not just his grade level. If he needs support, IXL finds his current level and helps him build up to where he needs to be. And in areas where he's advanced, IXL propels him forward without any setbacks. What I love most is that IXL uses visuals in its questions and lessons, which really helps WL learn math and science better since he is a visual learner. The interactive practice problems and educational games make learning fun and engaging. With IXL, school is a positive, fun experience. WL enjoys earning awards in the educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Real Life Real Crime listeners can receive an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to access the most effective learning program at the best price.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Now we're going to go to California.
All right.
And we are going to Butte County. There was a school shooter, and two kindergartners were shot.
Fuck.
The two kindergartners were wounded when a shooter opened fire at a California elementary school, and they've been identified along with the attacker. At a press conference on Thursday, December 5th, Butte County Sheriff Corey Hania identified the victims of the Wednesday shooting at Feather River Adventist School as Roman Mendez, 6, and Elias Wolford, 5.
Crazy.
Hornea said the students of the Oroville, California school are in critical but stable condition. Roman suffered 2 gunshot wounds while Elias was shot once in the abdomen.
I can't imagine a grown-up being shot twice. I mean, I've seen imagine, it, but much less a 5-year-old.
I know. And he added, the sheriff added that they have a long road to recovery.
No shit.
Hornea identified the shooter as Glenn Litton, 56. And he said the shooter entered the school and shot the children before dying by suicide. The way he got into the school is very thought out. So Litton had a lengthy criminal history, including theft and forgery convictions. Mm-hmm. But according to Hanea, Litton used a meeting with the school administrators about enrolling a child there as his ruse to get into the school building. Litton, posing as Michael Sanders, was also given a tour of the school. Mm-hmm. After the tour, Litton is believed to have walked towards the bathroom, which is when staff reportedly began to hear gunshots and screaming.
Fuck.
Police received a 911 call around 1 p.m. that day and found the shooter dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound when officers arrived at the scene. According to Hanea, investigators believe the school was targeted because of its religious affiliation with Seventh-day Adventist Wow. Church, and the shooter himself had attended another Seventh-day Adventist school as a child about 20 miles away.
Not as a child, but as a seeking to enroll a child?
No, he went to a school like that when he was a child. Kid. Yes. And in a statement shared following the shooting, Oroville Mayor David Pittman said that the city's thoughts and prayers are with the child victims, and adding our schools.
Are they still alive? The kids are still alive.
They are still alive, yes.
Thank God for that.
Yes, they have a long road to recovery, they said.
I'm glad that dude saved the people of California some taxpayer dollars and offed himself. Fuck him. I think about people like that that go into these church shootings and stuff, and whatever you believe in, you believe in. I don't care that I know what I believe in.
Right.
But I'm thinking, what if they go in somewhere like this and let's just say everybody has it wrong about whatever they believe in. And this is like the one place that God is really serious about.
Exactly.
You want an express ticket to hell?
I know.
You go in and shoot babies and they're only there because their parents believe in whatever the religion is.
That's exactly right.
And what if that was I don't know, man. Fuck. The kids are living, thank God, and thank God whoever helped them. And I'm glad he offed himself. Fuck him. So I'm going to take you back out to California again. And this reminds me of a case that I had. And a California man has been arrested for a series of violent robberies, including one. First of all, let me tell you this. Most people don't know this, but if I walk up to you in the street and I pull a gun on you and say, give me your purse, mm-hmm. and you give it to me, it's, you know, obviously it's armed robbery, but that's considered a violent crime, whether mm-hmm. I shoot you or not, mm-hmm. because it's fucking violent, right?
Yeah.
They take it by force or threat of force. But anyway, he's been arrested for a series of violent robberies. Well, robberies are violent. Including one where he shoved a gun inside a woman's mouth and broke her teeth. Yeah, that's a little forceful, right?
Well, a little.
So the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California said in a press release that 20-year-old O'Shea Pollard from Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Manchester Square neighborhood, was arrested on Wednesday, December the 4th, and charged with interference with commerce by robbery and that's another new one for me mm-hmm. and the use of a firearm in furtherance of a crime of violence. Okay. So this comes, the police put an affidavit and said that Pollard embarked on a crime spree from August the 25th to September 22nd that targeted several victims and in some cases left them with major injuries. Now, during one robbery on August the 25th at the Hustler Casino parking lot in Gardena, authorities claim that Pollard ran toward the victim and pushed her to the ground. And as she held onto her purse and yelled for help, during the altercation, he pulled out a black semi-automatic pistol and placed it in her mouth, Well, I'm pretty sure it's forced in her mouth.
Right.
Because when he placed it in her mouth, he broke her teeth in the process.
Yeah, that's not placing. Wait,
and he tells her that breaking your fucking teeth out isn't bad enough. He says, if you yell again, I will kill you. All right. In another incident, these are the motherfuckers, they're going to keep going. And I had one just like this and went Paris to Paris to Paris. And ultimately we called them. And they included, and they put a gun in one old lady's mouth, elderly lady's mouth. But so in another incident on September 22nd, Pollard left a man with a gunshot wound to the leg and hand after he attempted to rob him of his watch, ring, and his car. This is part of the affidavit. When the man didn't comply, police said the 21-year-old shot the victim in the left hand. Well, no, he didn't. The guy probably reached for the gun. That's mm-hmm. how he got shot, right? Mm-hmm. Then point the gun at his chest and told him, you are a dead man, all right? Pollard then shot him in the thigh. I don't know if he's a really bad aim or what, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as a man proceeded to remove his watch, he fought back and kicked Pollard to the ground. Good for him. He and Pollard continued to fight before the man managed to get back in his car and drive away from the scene.
With a gunshot in the leg, yeah, he kicked
shots.
Him
in
the hand.
In the hand and the leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He and can he wasn't kick 5 years old. That's a fighting
know.
Man.
You know what, though? Fuck that. I'm going to tell y'all, give it up. I'm telling you, if they catch me, which they're not going to catch me slipping, and because I'm going to see you coming and I'm going to mm-hmm. kill you before you can pull your gun on me. But I always say it. I had to say it to Shane McBride's son, and he was out in California on a job site, and they wanted his briefcase and his iPad.
Yep.
And he was like, gave him one and was trying to hold on another. I said, that motherfucker will kill you.
Yeah.
They don't care.
No.
Give it to him. Fuck, that shit can be replaced. You can't be replaced. And hopefully the cops will catch him. Probably won't. But we'll see. Anyway, the violence the violence alleged in this complaint shocks the conscience, said the United States Attorney Martin Estrada in a statement. It is essential that we hold perpetrators of violence accountable for victimizing our community. My office, through the Operation Safe Cities Initiative, is collaborating with local law enforcement and using powerful federal tools to target the worst offenders of violent gun crime. How it's working out for you in California. Mm-hmm. Pollard and an accomplice also robbed a taxi driver at gunpoint on August the 26th. And this dude was just sitting in his car in a parking lot, and they walked him and robbed him. Pollard struck the cab driver in the face before entering his car and demanding that the driver hand over his wallet and Samsung cell phone.
I've never
fucking did it, bro. Why don't you go rob something you go get some money off of?
Right.
I mean, how many taxi drivers, you know, especially nowadays are carrying cash on them, much less you ain't getting $1 million.
No.
Aspire to be some. You know, go rob a fucking.
Be better.
Go rob the federal armory. Get some gold. You're going to prison.
Yeah.
And you robbing motherfuckers for the rings and watches?
Yeah.
It takes all kinds.
It does.
But Pollard and his accomplice also robbed two people of their luxury items in the parking lot of the Fashion Island Shopping Center in Newport Beach the same day. These assholes are just the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
He pointed a semi-automatic pistol at one person and demanded all their cash. Well, you pointed it at me, motherfucker. You ain't getting any because I don't carry cash.
That's true.
The man handed over a luxury watch, a wallet, and the keys to his Rolls Royce.
Oh, heck.
All valued at approximately $44,000. Well, you know what?
He sounded like a
smart I don't know what kind
man.
Of sad ass Rolls Royce that dude's driving, but if everything's all added up, it's $44,000. I mean, I don't even think you buy a trunk lid for a Rolls Royce.
Correct,
for
but at least he did it smart and he handed
it
over.
Yeah, he gave it over. But a second person who was in there attempted to escape the robbery by driving away in his Ferrari.
No.
It probably cost a little more,
$44,000. Yeah.
Which prompted Pollard to fire one round from the pistol into the car and barely missed the victim.
Jeez, he's just.
And the cops recovered a 9mm shell casing from that scene. They said, these are crimes of violence that not only terrorize the intended targets, but our community as a whole, making shoppers think twice about, well, the trip to the mall will erupt in gunfire. Let me tell you something that is, that's Cordina, the director of public affairs for the Orange County DA's office. And this arrest continues to send a strong message that crime doesn't pay in Orange County. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? It's a damn shame to think that if you could afford to drive a Ferrari, you don't want to. Mm-hmm. But you, or Rolls, you mm-hmm. don't want to because some motherfucker wants what you got.
Yeah.
And the, you're never going to see me drive either one of them.
Well,
but it's like you and your purse and shit like that. And I tell you, I mean, like, you just marking us for a fucking robbery.
Yeah.
But you know what to do and what not to do. But y'all, it's not worth it. Give your shit up. Even if your Rolls is only worth $44,000, give it up because it probably cost $44,000 past that bullet hole in the Ferrari.
Well, yeah. You have told the finest jeweler in Louisiana's company, their family, you've given them that exact advice.
Okay. I mean,
everybody you give this.
You can be replaced.
Yeah.
You can. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, they never walked. I wish I could put everybody inside of my brain. Mm-hmm. Walked up on robbery victims that are dead mm-hmm. because they didn't want to give up their wallet. Exactly. I'm going to be a man. No, motherfucker, you ain't taking my wallet. Well, you don't have a gun. You don't have anything. Well, Louisiana has you don't have to have a concealed license law anymore.
Exactly.
Which you would think is going to deter crime, but probably not because these crackhead motherfuckers like Pollard and them, they don't care.
No.
Again, they don't aspire to be anything.
No.
They understand that.
They're just bullies with a gun.
That's exactly right. Bullies with a gun. And ultimately, you're going to get fucking done in.
Yes.
So they've probably been in frequent flyer in prison forever.
Yeah.
And California, I think their gun laws are pretty strict.
Right.
I bet Jake Donaldson is sitting over by Shiner, Texas, saying, I wish a motherfucker would.
I know. With his son, bet his son's thinking, I wish.
His boys in most of the videos shooting. I'm like, she better than me.
I know. But it's impressive.
Anyway, all good. All right, Taco Tuesday. Give us another story.
Well, when you said 9mm, it reminded me that after we did the United Healthcare story, Sophie came home and I asked her what the big deal, because she's on TikTok and sees all that. Mm-hmm. And the three words, deny.
Yes, sir, yeah. Deny, delay, and depose.
There was a book written with that title a couple years ago. And so it's that's where those three words came from.
Yeah, well, they took the time to write it on bullet casings.
Absolutely.
You know how hard that is?
I can't imagine. I would be so scared.
They're so small. The 9mm is like, when I started in law enforcement, I carried a Beretta 96FS Border Patrol Edition, but mm-hmm. it was 9mm.
Yeah.
And then we went to 40 calibers, which have a lot more stopping power. And then when I went to state police, we had 45s, which are called flying ashtrays. They're huge, right? But the bigger the bullet, the less rounds you can carry in your firearm.
Mm-hmm.
So the 9mm, you can carry 16.
And they're
one in the chamber.
Like so, very, very near, like way smaller than a pencil. Like, I mean.
Probably, maybe the size of my pinky.
Okay.
The bullet tip.
Yeah.
Where the 45
would be like
probably my thumb.
But
that's not where, I mean, the shell cases are
small. I just
wouldn't
want to engrave anything on. I wouldn't want to touch a bullet that.
Heck, I didn't want to kill the CEO of United Healthcare either.
That's for sure.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
Catch that douchebag.
Well,
I don't know why he's getting so much credit for killing somebody. So much whatever. I hope they catch him now.
I think people are just aggravated with the insurance system. And
no doubt. I'm aggravated with the fucking insurance system.
Yeah, you're not going to go kill anybody.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/audio.
Well, we're going to go back to Florida.
Good. We've been two for two. We did two, now going two in Florida.
We're boomeranging.
Two in California.
Yeah.
Coast to coast on True Crime Time
that
4.
That is right. Maybe we need a coast to coast.
Coast to coast segment.
Well, a man kills his ex-fiance when she returns her ring. Timothy Hyder, 57, was charged with first-degree murder and the death of his 58-year-old Natalie Dawn Dumi. And he shot her in the head after she called off their engagement.
Nice.
So Timothy Hyder, 57, then allegedly asked the victim's daughter to call 911. Hyder was charged with first-degree murder in connection with the death of Natalie, or most people called her Dawn because that's in quotations. And Hyder, in an interview with police, alleged he and Dawn were at a football watch party when they started to argue, and Dawn told him she didn't want to marry him. And he told police that the couple continued to argue, and then when they returned home, she reiterated that she was not going to marry him and gave back her engagement ring.
There you go.
And Hyder then went inside and grabbed his .357 revolver.
Holy shit.
And went outside.
Handgun in the world.
Went outside to the back porch where Dawn was sitting and shot her. And he said, he asked, "Are you sure you're not going to marry me?" And she said, "Yes." And then that's when he shot her.
That's fucking cool.
Back into the house and told the daughter.
Did you say how old the daughter is?
No. I mean, I haven't.
I mean, it's not like the daughter didn't hear that hand cannon going off at 357. It's just unreal. He walks out. "You sure you're not going to marry me?" Positive.
Yep.
Gave the ring back. He said, "Well, I'm going to give you a bullet."
Yep. And so the daughter heard the gunshot and found her mother bleeding from the head and mouth. So yeah. I guess that's the current way we're going to shoot people is in the mouth.
Where you get shot in the head, blood's coming out of the mouth and everywhere else.
Well, that's true. He said, "It's over. I blew her brains out."
Yeah, there you go.
And then he informed her to call 911. When officers arrived at the couple's home on Western Sun Drive in St. Cloud shortly before 1 a.m. on Sunday, December 1st, Dawn was found seated outside on the back porch with a gunshot wound to the right side of her head. They also found the handgun in plain sight on the kitchen counter. And he said he wished he could take it back. He just snapped. And then the police make their statement.
That's in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Got the death penalty, homie. You probably gonna catch it.
Yep. And it's unclear what plea he entered, but I mean,
who cares?
Right.
He did it. The daughter's there. He admitted to doing it. Now he'll get some attorney who's gonna fight it for 25 years, but it is what it is. I mean, I don't know. It's pretty fucking cold blooded, though, bro. Did it, knowing her kids in the house and then telling the kid to call in.
I mean, are you sure you're not gonna marry me? Yes. And then shot.
Boom. Yeah, well, he must have been hiding the gun behind his back because I'm pretty sure if you asked me that question and I wasn't, I was going to say the negative. If you had the gun pointed in my head, I'd have ran like a little bitch. I used the oldest defense known to man, but I hated for that woman and her kid.
It's horrible.
Let's go to Georgia again. Melody Ferris, who's the wife of a Georgia attorney, Gary Ferris, was sentenced to 5 years for hiding his remains and 5 years for lying to investigators. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you all about it. Stick with me. So the wife of a prominent Georgia attorney has been convicted of killing her husband and burning his body. Kind of like murder by you. On Thursday, December the 5th, the Georgia Superior Court, Judge David L. Cannon Jr., sentenced Ferris, who's 64, to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 30 years.
Well,
so she So she, at the ripe young age of 94, she gets the possibility of parole.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that short of a sentence, but it's not my shit, but she's going to be dead anyway.
Right.
Wow. Anyway, so he was an Atlanta area attorney, and she murdered him in 2018. She also received the 5 years, like I told you, for concealing her husband's death by trying to burn his remains. And 5 years for making a false statement to police, and both sentences are run concurrently. Now, during the sentencing, Ferris reaffirmed on accusations she made at the trial that her son, Scott Ferris, was the one who killed his father.
Oh.
Yeah, throw your kid under the bus.
Great woman there.
And she called on the judge to act as the 13th juror and throw out her conviction. Now, y'all, this has almost seemingly the characteristics of hashtag justice for Haley.
Yes.
So she said, this is what she said. I've had 6+ years of being told not to talk. Don't say that. Take legal advice, Melody said, expressing her regret for not testifying during the trial last month. I could walk out of this courtroom today and drop over dead. I want to make sure that my children, my grandchildren, and Gary's family, and to be honest, at this point in time, the entire world who has viewed this, I have waited for years to make this statement to everyone. Well, man.
Yeah, she's 60.
Her attorneys told her not to say talk, evidently.
Right.
She's full of shit. She said, I know that in my heart, body, and soul who did this, and I am begging for help. I'm begging you, Judge Cannon. Please do not send me to prison for something I didn't do. I did not do this. If I had done this, I would take the charge gladly. Well, Ferris didn't move the judge, and he read the sentence aloud in the courtroom, right? And the Cherokee County jury found Melody guilty of killing her husband on November the 4th. She was convicted on all charges, and this is long, including murder with malice, felony murder, ag assault, concealing death of another, and making a false statement. Now, stick with me for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
In July of 2018, Scott discovered Gary's remains on the family's 10-acre farm in Alpharetta, Georgia, in a pile of ashes.
And how did he know that was his remains if it was a
stick with me.
Okay.
Of ashes and called the police. And investigators originally believed that Gary, who was in 58, suffered a medical emergency and fell into the fire himself.
Oh.
Yeah. However, after police found a bullet lodged in one of Gary's rib bones, his death was declared a homicide.
I would think so.
A little good police work there. In July of 2018, a horrific murder occurred in Cherokee County. A man was shot and left on a burn pile where his remains were later discovered, according to DA attorney Susan K. Treadaway. Said after the guilty verdict was announced. The victim, Gary Ferris, was killed by his wife on his own property. The shocking facts of this crime will forever remain with all who are involved in this case, including first responders, prosecutors, jurors, and witnesses. Now, the reminds me of that Christmas case I had where the guy was burned up in his car, and we're like, but the guy wasn't going to do the autopsy to 2 days after Christmas.
Right.
And it was prime time hunting season, and we caught the case, me and Brian Paul. Brian actually went to the autopsy, and I was on the stand. He called me and said, you got to come in.
Because detectives go to the autopsies.
Yeah. And I like, well, we won't go there yet. Hashtag justice for Haley. And at the autopsy, the dude had been stabbed out, and then he burned out. So, and naturally, it was a homicide. But this one, pretty sure that's some sharp detective work. You just think a motherfucker had a medical emergency and fell into a fire?
Yeah.
And you're going to roll out of fire.
I would think
even if you're having a heart attack, you're going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But during the trial, prosecutors said that the Ferrises had been arguing about money and Melody's two previous affairs that were revealed during their investigation had strained their relationship. Melody, that's why she did it, was also the beneficiary of Gary's $2 million life insurance policy.
Yes.
And police testified that they found a trail of blood in the couple's home. So that kind of rules out the he was having a medical emergency and went down on the property and burned himself up.
Yeah.
Melody's defense attorney said that during proceedings that Scott had reason to kill his father and that he often borrowed money from Gary, which was a point of contention in the family. The defense also argued that Scott was the only suspect who owned a .38 caliber ammunition, which was the type of bullet found in Gary's remains. Come on, man. Anybody could buy a .38 anywhere.
Absolutely.
Or ammunition. Now, Scott, and his mama throwing him under the bus, said, he didn't do it, and denies all allegations, and he denied it during the trial. And he testified that he did not kill his father, and he did not help dispose of his body or burn it up. But the defense attorney, Michael Ray, who had previously argued during the trial's opening statements that the police had confirmation bias throughout the investigation, that everything that was done in this case was tailored specifically to attempt to convict Melody in the death of Gary.
I can tell you she did it on one fact alone.
What, 2 million reasons?
Nope.
What?
She blamed her son. She turned the table on her son. Even if I thought my son would do it, I would never say that out loud. You know what I mean? I mean, what mother does that?
Well,
I can tell you that Sandra...
The mother that kills her husband.
Right, but I can tell you that Sandra wouldn't be like, look at Woody. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What mom would say
that?
You just keep your mouth shut no matter what you think.
All kinds make the world go round.
I'm just saying.
I mean, maybe they did it together.
That was my next.
And she blamed it because, I mean, she had to shoot him, drag him out, put him on fire, whatever. But I don't know. I'm sure Scott's probably innocent. Like the court of law and a jury of her peers found her guilty as fuck.
As they should have.
For $2 million.
And this 13th juror thing, I don't like.
I can't stand it.
The
I don't believe in it. And y'all... stay tuned on the hashtag Justice for Haley series, and you'll understand about it, specifically from the Georgia area where Haley was living when she was murdered.
Yeah.
So y'all tune into that, and new episodes drop on that on hashtag Justice for Haley on Fridays. Of course, we have the original Real Life Real Crime Scorch, State versus Scott Peterson, and I'm wrapping up the meat of the trial.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get to the death penalty stuff. But so listen to that. And of course, listen to Sin and I Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays on True Crime Time 4.
Whatever day
it is, we're doing it.
Yeah, that's right. And I have to tell you something. Before we came out here to record, I got a sweet message from one of the cows, which is a council of Woody. They named themselves the cows. I had nothing to do with that. And Tasha Brown.
I heard of Tasha a long time.
I know. So she said that for reasons that we know, she did not like listening to The Daily Show. And she is now back to listening to Real Life, Real Crime every day. And she said that she loves the softer side that I bring out in you.
Yeah, I have to have a softer side with you. I got to live with you.
Oh.
All right.
Well, you just have to show it to the public is what you're saying.
No, I have to do it at home or I'd be in trouble. And then if I get mad, it's for a second, then you stay mad for like 3 days.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So that being said, I'm probably in trouble right now. And we're going to get off of here. Thank you all for liking and listening and sharing. And, yeah, a lot of people, you might continue to tell other lifers if you were a lifer before and you strayed away because you didn't like what was being broadcast. I get it. We're bringing everything back home to us, and that means a lot to us. And if something gets screwed up, then it's on us, and we don't have to depend on anyone else.
That's right.
But shout out to Jim Chapman and Mike Agravino. I hope they are rocking the world. So now we're done for True Crime Time for Tuesday. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
Holla at y'all later. Peace.
At Kroger, Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.